I really appreciate that, David. I so appreciate your heart. Something that he and I were talking, calls me up and we're chatting, and as he's talking about their work with Exodus Road and their heart and what they were going to bring this morning and all that, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, the Lord is so good, because I don't have to change anything in the message I was going to preach. Maybe I'll shorten it a little bit, because, you know, there's 10 minutes left, but don't look at the clock. But here's the really cool thing. The word is the word, right? And so I really, really appreciate your heart, because as you're talking, the verses just keep popping up, and it's in my favorite chapter in the whole Bible, so that's why it pops up. But there's three verses that really popped up again and again as I'm hearing you talk. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is a free gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." That's where most of us typically stop, right? Most of us just want to stop right there, and we just want to talk about how we've been saved. It's God's grace, 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 grace. There's nothing wrong with grace, by the way. I'm a big fan of grace. But most of us just want to stop with verses 8 and 9 and not read the rest of the section. See, the next verse, verse 10, I think really points to the whole purpose of this. It says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." And as Dave's talking, I'm hearing him, and I'm just thinking, yes, let's walk in them. Let's walk in the things that God has called us to do. Whether or not we're getting together and working with Exodus Road or other organizations, whether we're just being a light in our own community, no matter what it is, God has work for you to do. This is not a matter of salvation. This is a matter of, oh, how do I get saved? Do I work my way to heaven? No, we know that. We're saved by grace and grace alone. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We know that. But I want you here, if you name the name of Jesus, if you say, "I'm his, he has changed me," then you need to answer the question, what has changed? If you say, "I'm bought by the blood of Jesus," okay, great. What has that blood done in your life? Are you making your life around you more beautiful? Are you causing people to look at you and see that little glimmer of tiny little candle that you carry inside of you? And does that reflect God himself? Because if not, then we got problems, because you're a liar. Because if you're saying, "I belong to Jesus," but you're not acting like it, then something's wrong. And this is a really dark world. It's kind of a heavy morning. Not really heavy, because Ashley and I, we were back there. It was like it was 2008 all over again, and we're singing along, and it was awesome. I really appreciated that. But the topics are heavy. And that's something, as believers in Jesus Christ, we cannot shy away from. The fact that there is darkness in this world. See, in John chapter 1, I referenced this last week. I hope you kind of see the progression that's gone along with this. But in John chapter 1, it says this: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." This is Jesus, by the way. "And he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." All for, by, through Jesus. He is the agent of creation. Jesus, not created, creator and savior. Verse 4 is really important. It says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." In English, we're a little limited with our language. Our English language is really kind of messed up. Try to talk to an English grammar teacher, and you'll get really confused, because they're really confused. All right? Anyway. Sorry if there are any English teachers out there. But here's the cool thing. If we look back in the Greek, that phraseology, it really could be read as this. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not, will not, cannot overcome it. Isn't that cool? The fact that Jesus has come into a dark, dark world, and that darkness has no power over him. As I'm sitting there watching the images and hearing the stories, and my heart is breaking for the darkness in this world, and I can't help but think, even as we as a church have been walking through Genesis, just a month or so ago, where were we? Genesis chapter 3, where it all began. The sickness of sin and death. The fact that you and I are sinners by nature and by choice. We're all infected by the sin of Adam. And it's so easy for us to look anywhere in this world and see the impact of sin. We can see that darkness. And there isn't any place on this earth that darkness has not reached. But because God loves us so much, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Because God loved us so much, the light came into the world. Verse 9, it says this, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. Isn't that crazy? The whole world was made by him, but it didn't even realize it and recognize its own creator. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. And last week I said that this next verse is probably the most important verse in the whole first chapter of John here. So I'm going to reference it again. I really want you to soak this verse in. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Who are born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I don't know if any of you ever heard this phrase growing up. In this family, we don't. Or in this family, we do, right? The fun thing was always going to other friends' houses and finding out what their in this family was. You know, you sit down at the table and in this family, we hold hands before we pray. Okay? We hold hands before we pray, and then we talk about our day. We're holding hands while we're talking. I thought that was just reserved for the prayer time. And then we pray, and then we don't let go right away. That was weird. Anyway, every family's got their own things, right? But think about that phrase, in this family, we. In this family, we do. In this family, the family of God, we do seek mercy. We do seek justice. We are loving and compassionate. In this family, in the family of God, if we are children of a God who is love and who is just, in this family, we need to act like we are in this family. If you believe in Jesus Christ, if he's your Lord and Savior, if you say, yep, I'm in, I have the right to be called a son or a daughter of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's great. Act like it. Verse 14, it says this, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John, now talking about John the Baptist, John bore witness about him and cried out, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me because he was before me. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. All because of Jesus Christ, we can know God. All because of Jesus Christ, we can be in his family. And as members of his family, we should act a certain way. I really appreciated all your Old Testament references there, because as anybody here knows, I'm in the Old Testament a lot. And I really appreciate the fact that we as brothers and sisters in Christ, as members of a faith community, as people that are in the world but not of it, we need to look, act, and think differently. God has created us for good works. Let's walk in them. Let's let him use us. Let's let him shine through us and continue to expose darkness. Continue to work and watch the darkness flee from our great and awesome Savior and Creator. And guess what? As Dave said, it's a daunting task. And it will seem like the work is never over. And for you and I don't think the work ever will be over. But for our King Jesus, there will be a day where he will wipe away every tear, where sickness and death and slavery will be no more, because he has the victory. Until then, we have work to do. So let's get busy. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your good word. We thank you for great brothers in Christ who have come to share their hearts with us and lead us in worship. Lord, what an awesome experience of worshiping you this has been. Lord, change our hearts, motivate our souls to make a difference for your name's sake, to let your light shine through us. That's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.